So welcome to our Office 365 Adoption User Group, February 2017 meeting. So our agenda for today is we're going to start out by doing some introductions. And the reason we do the introductions is so that we can have an idea of what your struggles are, and everybody else in the room can talk about where you're at, what your struggles are, so that when we get to the discussion, we can try to talk about some of the things, and hopefully when you leave here, you'll have some additional information that will help with what you're trying to do it back at the office. A little bit about our adoption user group here. This started almost 2 years ago now, I guess. And what is the purpose of this group is it's not just for techies, it's not just for business people, it's for everybody. And it's for businesses that are starting or somewhere in their journey of going from whatever they had to Office 365, right? Whether you had Exchange on-prem, SharePoint on-prem, or you had Lotus Notes or Google Mail or whatever you had, moving to Office 365 and some of the ways that we can help each other in this area by sharing experiences, sharing things that work, bringing in some experts to help us learn from them as well. So that's kind of our mission, is to bring the Chicagoland area together to share those and to learn from each other type thing. So what we're going to do is we'll start out with some introductions. Michael is going to then talk about some news and announcements. Michael's our resident MVP for the group, Microsoft MVP. He's also our MVP too. So, and he'll talk about some of the things that are coming down to be aware of. Always one of my favorite parts. And then one of the biggest pain points, how many of you are in the midst and have already rolled out Office 365 to some extent? One of the biggest things I have been struggling with is every week I get something new that pops up on my tiles or an email from Microsoft that says, look what we've just rolled out, enjoy. So Peter's going to talk to us and help tell us how we can manage that a little bit better than always scrambling, right Peter? As soon as he finds his presentation. And then the other part is after that we'll get into some open discussions where we can talk about anything that we want to talk about, struggles that we're having, you know, things that to deal with the presentation, whatever it might be, news and announcements. It's very open. It's really kind of the fun part of this. So with that, let's start with your group leader. So Michael Blumenthal, I will let you start.
Hi there. I'm Michael Blumenthal. I'm an Office 365 MVP. I also recently have a new email address, so I've got my business cards in the back for anyone who needs to pick that up. I will be talking about news and announcements. Then we've got Larry in the back there. Larry, say hello.
Hello, everybody. Larry Kuhn. I'm with Microsoft. I'm an account technology strategist. I help Microsoft customers discover the creative uses for the products that they license from us, make sure they get hooked up and use those products, and Office 365 is one of the family of products that I covered there at Microsoft. So thanks for coming
in. Michael Scully isn't here today. So my name is Rick Stewart. I work over at Healthcare Service Corporation. We're also known as Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. I'm one of the Office 365 engineers. We've been in our journey. We started this a little over a year, so we actually started in October of 2015. We actually started converting, we came from Lotus Notes, we can start converting people. We had 28,000 people we converted in 4 months from Lotus Notes to Office 365. We also rolled out the whole Office suite, except for Skype for Business, it's the only thing we don't use, April 1st of last year, so we're coming up on 1 year of our work. So that's my story. And I was part of one of my jobs as an engineer is I was also one of the people that worked on the end user adoption side of it as one of the leads there. So that's my experience. So what we'd like to do is to go around the room and have you tell us who you are, your name, your company, what role you play. And this is the fun part. Where are you in your journey? And you'll notice we always use the term journey because there is no end to it. Right? Because there's always something new. There's always something that we're learning. Where are you in any pain points you might have? And one of the things that's neat, if you're here as we're going around, we have people from all different type ends of the business. And that's really what this group is about. We're not just about the technology. We're not just about security or the business. We're about all of it, because everybody has to work together for adoption. You need to have IT to get it ready. You need security to sign off on it. You need the business to want to use it. So that's why we really are very open to just about to anybody, because it all funnels into adoption. With that, I'm going to turn this over to Michael, and Michael's going to take us through news and what's new.
Yeah, so there's a couple things I want to cover. One is we talk briefly about our meetup site, and then we cover what's new and notable in Office 365 in the last month. So starting with our meetup site, I see we've got a couple of new faces in the room. Hopefully everyone's gone to the site, joined our group, and then used that to register for this meeting. In our meetup, we've got over 150 members. Obviously, our turnout at the actual meetings is a little smaller than that, so I encourage you to get more people that you know to attend. We meet every other month. Our next meeting will be April, someplace suburban. We're still working on the location. As soon as we get that nailed down, we will post it on Meetup. So, yeah, watch for that and sign up when the time comes. Moving on to the news announcements, the news that I want to cover, I'm going to talk about the OneDrive for Business update that just came out. I'm going to talk a little bit about MOS 2007 because that's reaching end of life. And I'm going to talk about the Microsoft technical community. Before I go further, though, I want to offer a little disclaimer about some of the graphics that I'm using. You'll see a number of them are hand-drawn. This is a new presentation style I'm attempting because I'm reading this book by Dan Rome. If you've got any feedback on the slides at the end, feel free to share that with me. The new OneDrive for Business client has landed. So this is the Sync client, and this came out just in the last week or so. On January 24th, they released this new Sync client. For those of you who track version numbers, it's 17.3.6.7.4.3.12.12. That's the new OneDrive client that has this key new set of functionality. And what that is, it's the one client, sorry, not the one ring, but the one client. Anyone here like Lord of the Rings? The one client to rule them all. It synchronizes OneDrive Personal. It synchronizes your OneDrive for Business from Office 365. And now it synchronizes SharePoint Online from Office 365. So if you're running in the cloud, then you no longer need two sync clients. Up until January 24th, in order to synchronize SharePoint sites and OneDrive sites, you need to run both sync clients. And you would see these as different clouds in your system tray. However, a caveat here, if you are running SharePoint on-premise and are syncing libraries on-premise, you still need the older client. Another nice thing about the new client is that it runs both on Windows and Mac, so you can have that desktop sync experience in both environments. So I upgraded this machine here the other day to the new sync client, and a couple things I noticed was that if you go into your documents folder, for the root folder for all the libraries you're syncing, no longer says SharePoint. It now is named after your tenant. So in Windows Explorer, on the left-hand navigation, where you used to see SharePoint as a navigation node, and then your OneDrive for Business and your OneDrive Personal, you'll now see your tenant name as a node and your OneDrive with tenant name, the OneDrive for Business, and your OneDrive Personal. So you'll no longer see SharePoint as a navigation node in Windows Explorer. And then within that's where all the libraries will start showing up that you choose to sync. The migration process is this. So the old sync client under the hood is an executable called groove.exe. The new one under the hood is an executable called OneDrive.exe. So you can go into Groove and tell it to stop syncing folders. You stop syncing the folders that you are syncing. Then you have to have your Office 365 admin go into the SharePoint settings for your tenant and change which sync client it will talk to you when someone clicks on the sync button in a document library. Once that's done, you can go into your SharePoint sites, click on the libraries you want to sync, and that will start talking to the new sync client. And so when the old sync client doesn't have any libraries left, you and you made them all sync to the new one, then you're only running one sync line, and that's the new one. In the SharePoint admin tool, admin pages in Office 365, so go into the admin application, into SharePoint, and under settings, so on that page where the defaults are showing you all your site collections, under settings, on that page for settings, you'll see now this option, sync client for SharePoint, and your options are start the new client or start the old client. That controls which client is talked to when a user clicks on the sync button in a document library. So the default is start the old one, and you change it over to start the new client, and that's what will make the new client on the people's desktops be the one that's talked to when they hit the sync button in the website. So if you want more details on this, bit.ly link bit.ly/2017-01-ODFB, and that's got the Office blog post, which has links to all the details on this. Go there for more information. Moving along to MOS 2007. Who here still has a MOS 2007 in their environment? I see Blue Cross Blue Shield does. Anyone else still running MOS? Anyone on the phone running MOS? Guess not. Okay. So this may only be of interest to Blue Cross Blue Shield, so I'll cover it rather quickly. But if you know anyone else who has SharePoint on-premise and is still running MOS 2007, this is something that they need to be aware of. The end of support date for MOS. MOS having come out in 2007 is now 10 years old, and now three versions behind. The end of support date is October 10th of this year. What happens on end of support? And end of support, this is true for any Microsoft product that has a support lifecycle for it. When you hit end of support, three things go away. First, there are no more security updates. Second, Microsoft will no longer do first-party tech support of it. Third, they stop writing new articles. So you lose all that. Many companies, if they still have MOS 2007 on-premise, end of support is a big deal for them because now, after that date, the product becomes more of a security risk, and so this tends to motivate migrations. Rich, is that the case for Blue Cross Blue Shield? Do they see that as a risk, or are they going to just leave it be for as long as
they want? We have a current plan to try to migrate our 2007 and 2010 to Office 365.
That's what I would expect.
We are just beginning that. Well, we've been talking about it for 2 years.
So we now have a
date where we have that late 2007 does this helps.
Okay. So general migration path for these is MOS doesn't come by itself. I mean MOS generally SharePoint Server 2007, when people were adopting that, people are also using Office 2007. And there's also Performance Point and InfoPath and SharePoint Designer that all came out in the same way. So who here is using InfoPath or SharePoint Designer in their environment? I see a few more. Okay. So InfoPath 2007 and SharePoint Designer 2007 obviously have been replaced by the corresponding 2013 versions, but those products are end of life as well. There is no InfoPath 2016. There is no SharePoint Designer 2016. So the recommendation is move off of those products. So if you've got anything in this stack, then you need to figure out what your migration path is. If you do have MOS and you want to go on-premise, it's something of a bumpy ride. Because using only first-party tools, your upgrade path is MOS 2007 to SharePoint 2010 to SharePoint 2013 to SharePoint 2016. You can't do one hop to the end. Or you can migrate to Office 365 and get a truly modern collaboration experience. Same thing with Office 2007, although I would say most organizations at this point probably are on a newer version of Office. If you go to Office 365, then you get your by subscription access to Office 2016. Which you could also buy separately if you want to. Performance Point was a business intelligence tool, and now the modern one for that is Power BI. InfoPath and SharePoint Designer were usually used for Forms and Workflow. So the new Forms and Workflow offering from Microsoft is Power Apps and Flow, two separate products that work together. But those are fairly new, and so you should also probably look at third-party offerings like those from Nutex, J2, or AgilePoint. And then the overall process, and this is true whether you're doing a migration from Moss or really a migration from a file shares into Office 365 or a number of other sources. First of all, you need to discover what you have. Then you need to assess that stuff and decide, is this stuff that we need to keep or not? Is this content? Is this a part of the business process? What does that represent? And then you need to decide where it goes. Office 365 is not just one thing. Does it go to SharePoint? Where in SharePoint should it go? Does it go to OneDrive? So once you figure that out, then you do the migration. If anyone wants to talk about this more, come see me afterwards. Finally, last thing I want to talk about is techcommunity.microsoft.com. Is anyone here a member of Tech Community? Excellent. Tech Community is the successor to the Office 365 network. The Office 365 network was a Yammer community. The problem with that was that it was a gated community, and so the move to Tech Community enables search engines to find and index all the content. Tech Community is a discussion forum. It is a community consisting of people like yourself, consultants, product experts, Microsoft MVPs, and people from the Microsoft product teams. So the people who make Office 365 are in this site discussing it. So it's a great place to go for best practices, lessons learned, sharing questions, not so much tech support, although there is some of that.
Yeah, I can't reinforce how good that site is. For example, Amy Goldstein, another great MVP, she was really big in the Office 365 network, helped with the Ernst & Young rollout specifically, and she's been a great member of the community, just like Michael, from an MVP point of view. She is very responsive, like uncannily responsive out there. So it's a great way to meet with all the people that are really out there.
I've had great success in this environment where I posted questions and an expert I know but have no authority to get him to do anything, an expert I know from, I think it was Kentucky or Tennessee, responded very, very quickly. I've had people from Microsoft respond to me very quickly. It's really a great forum for getting answers to questions. Now I'd like to turn it over to Peter.